Hey, it's Steve Rohan, and Bob FM will be rocking the paradise, a.k.a. KeyBank Pavilion, Saturday night as we welcome in one of our faves, Styx, along with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Tesla. And spending a few minutes with us here this morning, Lawrence Gowan. Lawrence, keyboardist, lead singer, showman extraordinaire with a rotating keyboard, and one of the nicest people in rock and roll. Did I get it all in? Okay?
The last part's debatable, Steve, but the rest of it was pretty accurate, yeah.
I got to start off by asking you about that rotating keyboard. Now, when you first decided to use it, how did you practice your moves? Did you set it up in front of a mirror? I mean, say, oh, I look good like this, or what?
I'll tell you, it's a more dramatic story than that. I was doing a video for a song called Lost Brotherhood in 1990.
Okay.
And this was in Toronto. You know, my records came out, solo records were just in Canada. But Alex Lifeson from Rush was the guitarist on that album, and he was in the video. So we're getting prepared to do the video, and I realized, you know, I'm looking at the storyboard and see that Alex plays, one of his quintessential solos right in the middle of the song. I'm stuck behind the piano in this barn. We were using a barn as a kind of backdrop. And I suddenly thought, again, I'm going to look totally boring in this video, just sitting behind a piano, locked there while he's out there, doing his moves. So I asked the lighting company, can we come up with something that moves, something of the keyboard that moves? And they said, like what? And so it was the typical, almost napkin type drawing where you kind of go, what if it was like this and it could spin around, et cetera. And a couple of their engineers went back and decided they put it together out of spare lighting parts, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And then they built that tray. It spun. As we're doing the video, everyone's kind of fixated on it. And then Alex actually said to me, are you going to take that thing on the road with you? And I thought, I wasn't planning on it actually, but why not?
Sure.
Why not? It's a great way to kill yourself. So there have been some, terrible mishaps with it over the years, but I do love using it. And when I joined Styx, they said, you're going to use your spinning keyboard, right?
Right.
I guess so. Yeah. So there you go.
The other question is in regards to your playing the keyboard, how long did it take you to learn to play with your back to the keys? Now this is coming from a guy that has a hard time walking and chewing gum at the same time, let alone.
I used to see, I used to really be enamored with ragtime piano players who did a lot of little tricks, while they're playing, they're gimmicky things, but again, they're a way to kind of draw people's attention. And one night we were playing Miss America and I realized, this middle keyboard part is not all that difficult. I could probably play it over the top of the keyboard. So I started doing it that night and realized, no, that's a little harder than I thought. I think I better practice this. So I spent a couple of weeks just basically working on it and then realizing, if your arms can pivot around backwards and you kind of know where the keys are, you might get away with it on a few tunes.
Well, that's why we call you showman extraordinaire.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Lawrence, last year, Styx released their first LP of new material in 13 years, The Mission, the album.
Yeah.
It really did well on the charts and now has been expanded into a deluxe version, surround sound videos and concert footage. Features Gone, Gone, Gone with a video created by NASA. How cool was
that? Really, really astounding. Making this album, everything about The Mission has really been a great moment for the band, an extended moment because it's been out for over a year. It's back on the Billboard Rock chart. It's now the as you just pointed out, Steve, the 5.1 surround sound version is coming out on the 27th of July. Mm-hmm. The songs that we play from it in our current tour, it's amazing to hear like Radio Silence is going over as well as Fooling Yourself. So it's amazing to see that enough people have embraced the album and hear it for what we intended it to be, which was a classic rock sounding album that was recorded analog and done the very same way method of making an album as Styx did in their biggest days in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And because of all of that, the culmination of that, and then of course you had the cherry on top of NASA, mm-hmm. utilizing one of the songs in a video that shows basically what their mission to Mars is made of. You know, I looked at that video and I realized that has to be the most expensive video of all time. It's about $300 trillion, I think, is what they spent on it.
Yeah.
if I'm not incorrect.
Hey, only the best for Styx.
Absolutely.
Because we love you. Hey, you know, one of the highlights for me during the Styx set is the other guys leave the stage and it's just you and the keys, and you do a little bit of Golden Slumbers and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Can we expect any other surprises? Like I heard, there may be an appearance of Mr. Roboto.
Years ago, probably about 15, 16 years ago, the guy said, you know, it's good when there's so much guitar heavy material on the night, especially if we're with other acts. Right now, being out with Joan Jett and Tesla, it's kind of a break to go, let the piano just have the stage for 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
So right now on this run, I'm playing a piece of music called Key Dive, which is on the mission. It's a piano solo piece.
Sure.
And then basically I throw it open to the audience, and usually what they want to do is the middle of Bohemian Rhapsody. That just never seems to fail.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Steve. Mr. Roboto has been in this entire tour. We finally broke through the floodgates of the emotional upheaval, et cetera, and decided let's just play that song. And we're absolutely, I completely love playing it. I think it's a great theatrical piece, well written, well recorded.
Sure.
And it's a historical piece now. The thing has lasted for, it's into four decades of existence, and it's always brought up in cultural reference, et cetera. So, and it's part of Styx history.
Yeah.
So let's celebrate that. And people are absolutely going nuts when we play it.
So listen for Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato.
Yeah,
hey,
I got it.
Renegade is not just a song around here in Pittsburgh. It's a call to arms. Of course, it's used by the Steelers, highlighting their defense in a video that fires everyone up. Is the reaction to Renegade the same in other markets that you play as well as here in Pittsburgh?
You know, by the end of the song, it's the same wherever we play it around the world. If we're in Japan or if we're in Sweden or, you know, America, by the end of Renegade, it's towards the end of the night, and I can see the sea of smiles and hands in the air. But the difference in Pittsburgh is when we start the Oh Mamas at the beginning of the song. You know, because we've been to Steelers games and we've seen it happen. We actually did a live one day at a Steelers game.
And you sang the national anthem there, too.
That's right. We did the anthem, and then we did the beginning of Renegade a cappella.
Yeah.
And you can feel this groundswell of, you know, kind of like an eruption is about to occur because, the song has been that well embraced. You know those Oh Mama t-shirts that you see?
Right.
That's the only time the NFL have ever licensed anything outside of the NFL as an NFL product. So that tells you just how deep the song is associated with the Steelers. Uh-huh. You know, it's in Steelers colors.
Yeah.
And just how much of an impact, and how much it's affected the audience at those games.
You've been a member of Styx now for nearly 20 years. What have you come to realize, what do you think, about the band's legacy and their enduring popularity?
Well, the multi-layered question, really. The first thing is, anyone would be really fortunate to be lucky enough to be in the position to get into a band with a legacy like this. Mm-hmm. But where I really feel that is in the fact that I'm every night I'm on stage with guys who really they get just as much enjoyment out of it as each other. There's no one on that stage that's enjoying it any less. We really do kind of drink in the experience of sharing music with an audience and seeing the reaction that they have, and you know, deriving great benefits from the energy of an audience and how music, you know, the communication factor of music and rock music obviously being at the center of it, and what Styx lyrics and melodies, what they mean to people, that's not lost on anyone. That's really, everyone on stage really feels that, and that's probably why when we come off every single night, we have this feeling that I can't even describe. It's a euphoric, elated thing, but it's something where it's we're very bonded by the experience, and no one kind of feels it any less. You know what I mean? We all feel it to the same degree. So I think that's the biggest thing that I embrace.
We're talking with Lawrence Gowan of Styx, the showman, the man of the rotating keyboard. I got one last question for you.
Sure, man.
The big interview with Dan Rather runs on Access TV. Access TV, which, by the way, is owned by Pittsburgher Mark Cuban, one of the Sharkers, okay? That was brought up in that interview that you are an avid sightseer. Do you have any favorite memories of Pittsburgh?
You know what? You do have, or you had, one of the most iconic landmarks. Because remember, I'm a Canadian, so I'm the foreigner in the band, and I am, of course, the hockey fanatic that has done his best to kind of convert everybody else in the band to it. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job at it. Mm-hmm. But the igloo was such a known landmark, and I loved that we played there a couple of times. And what a unique piece of Pittsburgh and that was, you know. So I was sorry to see that go. I was able to, you know, investigate it. But I also love the Andy Warhol Museum. I've been to that several times. That's another one that I really enjoy. And of course, the whole Three Rivers area and all of those stadiums that are there, I never get bored of walking around there or going to games there or you know, that whole area I think is so well done in Pittsburgh. So there's all of that. There's the fact that our manager is from there. You know, mm-hmm. You've got Sidney Crosby. there's a ton of stuff to love.
Listen, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here. And we'll be rocking out on Saturday night as one of our faves. Styx, you guys.
And we are looking forward to it. Believe me, we didn't play Pittsburgh really last year, so we're really looking forward to this. We can't wait.
Styx, along with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Tesla. Lawrence Gowan, thank you so much from all of us.
Thank you. Great to talk to you again, Steve. Cheers.